Alright, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and we are back with Eternum. This is the game that won the AVN Awards in the AVN community. So, I don't know if it was rigged because there was just so many people that love Eternum and they just spammed the hell out of it, or what, but Eternum was the winner and best overall AVN out of all the AVNs. What some people are saying is bullshit, and others are, again, quite supportive of it. They did say that the Eternum fans were in full force, so this game is very popular. They gave it best story and a bunch of other stuff, so I'm very curious to this one. It is not finished. It's on 0.5 and should be on 0.6 very soon. But we've got enough here to chew on, so let's get started. Make sure we are recording. Yep, we are. Hi, I'm Annie. It's really nice to meet you. Thank you for downloading the game. I wanted to kick things off by welcoming you and giving you a couple of tips to ensure you're all set for the journey ahead. The game is pretty straightforward, and you seem like a pretty smart person, so I don't think you'll have much difficulty at all. Here are a few things that might help you along the way. This little icon will beat you if you do some... No, it won't. It will not beat you. This little icon will beat you. No, I don't want that to happen. This little icon will beat if you do something right, yay, or wrong. Ah. Like this. When you click on it, you'll see your current stats and standings with all the girls you've met during your adventure. You can even use your mouse wheel or the arrows on your keyboard to see all the different looks for each one of them. But be careful if you happen to see a girl that's grayed out. It means you screwed up somewhere. In order to get on her path again, you'll have to backtrack and find out where things went wrong. Remember, good things are worth fighting for. And well, I'm sure you know the rest. I don't think it's your first time playing this type of game. The dialogue appears here, but remember, you can hide it at any time by pressing H. If you see text that appears in parentheses, it means you're reading that character's thoughts. Testing, testing. Yep, things appear to be working just fine. Oh, and since all my thoughts are already on display here, I think you should keep the music and sound effects enabled. That makes the game so much better. It's way more immersive. You won't regret it. And that's it. Thanks for hearing me out. I wish you a very... What the hell is going on here? What are you doing, Annie? Are you welcoming the new players? I thought I was in charge of doing that. Dahlia, I know this was supposed to be your job, but there's been a change of plans. What? Why? Who decided that? You know, him. What? He didn't say anything to me about a change of plans. You... Yeah, well, anyway, there's no use crying over spilled milk. Besides, I'm sure the new player's eager to begin. We should get going. Bye-bye for now. I hope to see you soon. Enjoy! What is your name? What is your last name? Hold on. Yes! Ah, I don't even know where to start. My name is Grimlord. I was born in the city of Kraydon, a relatively small town on the west coast of the United States. I lived there until I was 8 years old. Looking back at my childhood, I like to think I was a pretty happy kid, despite a few curveballs being thrown my way. My mother left shortly after I was born, and my dad was never around much because he was always so focused on his job. That's actually why we ended up moving to Europe. Dad needed to relocate to keep his position. I know, this all sounds pretty gloomy, but don't worry, this is not about to be one long sob story. Man, the big city! To be honest, adapting to new places was never difficult for me. I was always able to quickly make new friends. Even after moving, my father continued to work all day. I could never really blame him, though. He had to work to support us both. Heaven knows where I'd be without him. So Europe is where I grew up and continued my studies. I don't consider myself to be a genius, but the truth is that I've always gotten good grades. In my spare time, I enjoy going to the gym and playing all types of sports. However, ever since I was young, I've always been addicted to things. Technology, electronics, computers, video games, gadgets, you name it. I'm especially passionate about making computer graphics, too. Thanks to that passion and my good grades, I was just recently offered the opportunity of a lifetime to join a student exchange program and finish my last year of high school in Creighton, my hometown. Creighton has always been famous for its high school. All the students who graduate there end up getting accepted to the best universities in the country. Many famous and influential people studied in Creighton. Elon Musk, Warren Buffett, and former President Stab. Obviously, as soon as I got the offer, I didn't have to think twice about it. I was thrilled at the opportunity. I packed my suitcase and said goodbye to my father and friends and left as soon as I could. Back to my roots. As for my personal life? Let's just say I can't complain. I don't know. I don't know why, but I've always had a way with the ladies. I slept with hundreds of women. They all end up falling in love with me as if by magic. To be honest, it actually gets kind of tiring. Hold on, this got best graphics? I don't know, guys. I'm not seeing best graphics yet. What's my secret? Well, normally a magician never tells, but I guess I'll fill you in. I myself believe the key to flirting is... Ha ha! Self-confidence, and ha ha ha! Ha 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 ha! Oh shit, I can't breathe! Ha ha! Okay. Sorry, you can continue. Go ahead. Yeah, as I was saying, the key to flirting is... Ha ha ha! Sorry, buddy, it's just that... The closest he's been to getting laid was last year when the school's lunch lady slipped and fell on him. And now this motherfucker is here proudly proclaiming he has slept with hundreds of women. Hey, it was you who told me to say those things, remember? Bro, if you believe you're a player, you'll become a player. No one knows us in this town. This is our chance to start fresh. We can be cool now. We can be whoever we want to be. Did I say that? Well, scratch that then. It's not gonna work. You should stick to the nice guy attitude. Look at me. You didn't get any girls last year either. You spent 2 months composing a song to ask Cindy out, and when you finally did, she just laughed at you. And once she was finally able to catch her breath, Jeremy broke your guitar. Exactly. Did that stop me? Did that take away my smile? You were crying for 2 weeks every time that... What I'm trying to say is that no matter what happens, you should never lower your head. Life is wonderful, Grim. Yeah, well, if you say so. And if all else fails, I'll always be someone you can depend on, my friend. Ha, I know, buddy. Ah, Chang. I met him over 10 years ago when I started school in Europe. He can be a bit weird at times, and that usually scares people. However, I would trust him with my life. I know he'd do anything to help me if necessary. Upon getting accepted to the student exchange program, I was allowed to extend the invitation to some others as well. In total, there were three slots available, one for me and two for whoever I asked to join. Chang was one of them, and the other, I'm back. Was Annie. Hey, were you able to make that call? Yes, mission accomplished. There was a signal in the first car. Nice. I don't know if the renders get better over time. But yeah, this one best graphics and I'm not seeing it. Like, you see how pixely the hair is? Like, it almost has a PS3 kind of tint look. You know, maybe even PS2. It just doesn't look really good. It's really kind of thready. It's not as bright as, like, Being a Dick or Chasing Sunsets or even City of Broken Dreamers. I think a lot of the girls look a lot better in those games. Annie is a close friend from my childhood. When I moved from Creighton, she was my next-door neighbor and the first person I met. We quickly bonded after discovering we both had something in common, the absence of our parents. Her father was a traveling salesman and her mother was a flight attendant, so she almost never got to see the two of them. We were both lost and lonely. After finding a companion within each other, we've been inseparable ever since. Annie is very polite, kind, and amiable. She's a bit younger than me, but that's never made a difference to us. Because of how close we were, people always believe we were dating, but the truth is, we're just friends. I mean, she's cute, and we love spending time with each other, but I've never tried to make a move on her. I could never do it. She'd probably freak out if I did, and I'm not interested at all, either. I mean, it wouldn't work. It would be weird for us. Yeah, that's the word, weird. It's just not the kind of relationship we have. Stop doing that. Well, what? You know what? You always do that. First you're talking to someone, then your wandering thoughts take a hold of you and you stop listening. Me? That's not true. What was I talking about? When? Now, before I brought you back to the real world. Something about video games? I knew you weren't listening to me. Okay, sorry, it won't happen again. It better not. I was saying that I spoke with Nancy. She said she's already there. She'll be waiting for us outside Crittenden Station. Oh, that's great. I can't wait to see her. I hope she recognizes me. I'm sure she will. I'm actually kind of nervous. Nancy used to be my babysitter in Crittenden. Since my father was always working, I can recall more memories with her than with my dad. I used to spend the entire afternoon playing with Nancy and her daughter Dahlia, but then we had to move and ended up losing touch. It was a nice surprise to discover that she was one of the host families working with a student exchange program. Living with them will be much cheaper than renting a student residence, and it'll surely be nice to see Nancy and Dahlia again. Come to find out, she actually had two rooms available, so Annie will have a place to stay as well. She's actually been the one who's been coordinating with Nancy over the phone, even though they didn't know each other beforehand. I've always hated talking on the phone. I prefer chatting online or talking in person. Do you think she'll like me? Nancy? Of course. Don't worry about it, Annie. I haven't seen her in over 10 years, so it'll probably feel like I'm meeting her for the first time, too. I know, but I can't help feeling like a little bit nervous. What about you, Chang? Do you know anything about your host family? Not much. I know their names are Lucinda and Mark, and they have a daughter named Michaela. They said their house isn't very far away from the school. Michaela is supposed to be the same age as Grim and me, so that's cool. Sounds good. Next stop, Delwick. Oh, we're almost there. That's the second to last stop. What's the first thing you're going to do when we get to our new home? Well, say hello to everyone. I mean, after that, Airhead. To tell you the truth, I'm pretty tired. I think I'll just go to sleep. Tomorrow's our first day of school, so I'd like to start off on the right foot, and I'd hate for everyone's first impression to be from the sleepy and cranky Grim. Fair enough. What about you? What will you do? Me? Logging into a tournament playing a while, of course. Ah, I should have known. I don't even know why I asked. Eternum. Over the past year, every single conversation I have seems to be about it. Just over a decade ago, a newly created company called Ulysses announced their first game, a virtual hyper-reality MMORPG that promised to revolutionize the world of technology. With the game's neural implant that recreates the five senses, they said it'd become impossible to distinguish between the game and the real world. Eternum, more real than real life. They promised thousands of servers absolute freedom and things never before seen in history. A big claim, for sure. But after they released the first version of the game and players got to see things for themselves, everything they promised turned out to be an understatement. It was better than one could have ever imagined. People became addicted to Eternum, to say the least. The neural implant required to play cost $2,500 and could only be used by a single person. They started to call it the drug of the rich. Shortly after the first release, Eternum added its own in-game currency, and then Ulysses quickly became the biggest company in the world. Today, Ulysses' market capital is worth $31 trillion, more than 10 times that of Microsoft or Amazon. They say the owner of the company could buy out entire countries if he wanted. Not much is known about him, only that he created the entire game by himself and is referred to as the Founder. Hey, isn't that the guy that created McDonald's? There's a movie called The Founder about that. Probably not as big. Well, I mean, it does say billions and billions served. There's some weird shit going on with that game. Yeah, you can't die in Eternum, but you can still feel pain. Well, they're doing that in real life. And there's a dark side to the game, too. Black markets, torture, rape, child sexual abuse material, CSAM, data theft. Everyone knows about it, but world governments turn a blind eye to it. Eternum abides by its own law, its own rules, its own police. And people don't care. They can fulfill all their fantasies there. And that seems to be all that matters. You should go to sleep too, Annie. We have to wake up early tomorrow. Yes, yes, I will. I'll just complete a couple of dungeons and pay a quick visit to the market. I don't even know how the hell you managed to get enough money to buy yourself a neural implant. Well, it's because as soon as the game was announced, I worked every side gig I could and saved up each penny I earned. And it was so worth it. You play too much. Nah, that's not true. Yes, it is. How many hours do you play? 8? 10? You're addicted. You're just saying all this because you're jealous that you can't play Eternal. What? Nah. Yes, it's true. Nah. Yes, it is. Nah. Yes. Nope. Yes, admit it already. You're nothing but a big ball of envy because your best friend can play a tournament and you can't since you didn't save any money. What? The best friend? I thought it was I was your best friend, Grim. Well, what? Oh, yeah, of course you are, buddy. Well, what? I'm not your best friend? Well, of course you're my best friend, Annie. What? Which is it, Grim? I need to know. You're both my best friends. That's not saying anything. You have to choose. Yeah, who's your bestest friend, me or Chang? There are different kinds of friendship. But who means more to you? Who is the one true best friend? Oh, come on, guys. Don't make me do this. I mean, well, thinking about it objectively, I guess. Oh, shit. Bros before hoes. I guess it would be you, Chang. We've been through too much together. Oh, thank God you scared me there for a moment, bro. The sun shines again. But that doesn't mean you aren't also my best friend, Annie. Mm-hmm. Oh, come on. Please don't get mad. Are you gonna stop talking to me? Forever? Well, I guess it'll just be the two of us going to credit now, Chang. We lost Annie. Tell me, where are you supposed to meet your new family? Mine said they're picking me up at a station, too. The mom and the daughter. Apparently the dad is on a business trip. You know what that means. That you're going to get slapped for making unwanted advances? Not this time, buddy. I'm the new Chang. Chang the cool. Chang the ladies' man. Are you really going to try to hit on your hostesses? Not only them. All of Cradon is going to become my hunting ground. Nobody would be safe from Chang the Casanova. Last, really? That doesn't sound like you. You've always considered yourself a hopeless romantic. That was the old Chang, not Chang the womanizer. Chang the charming cannot be pinned down with monogamy. How many nicknames do you have? Chang the modern Romeo has many names, more options for women to scream in bed. Haha. You know, all kidding aside, I feel the same way. This place will be a good opportunity to meet some ladies. Between you and me, people in our old city thought Annie was my girlfriend, and that didn't help. We can make a name for ourselves in Cradon. And, I don't know, I got a feeling my luck's gonna change. I'm sure there'll be lots of hot girls in. What are you muttering? Nothing. Were you talking about girls? No. It's okay, you can tell me. I want to be part of the conversation. I want to know how men think. No. Red flags. All the red flags. I'm from the country of red flags. And this is my country's flag right here. That's the biggest red flag I'd ever seen. We're talking about basketball. Who's playing? Golden State. Against whom? The 49ers. 49ers. Next up, Cradon. Phew, thank goodness. Ah, that's our stop. Come on, boys, we're finally here. Get your bags. Let's go. Cradon, here we come. Good Lord. Well, hello, Cradon. Hello, everyone. Annie's here. Hello, new life. Hello, new experiences. You're gonna think she's nuts! Carrying the suitcase. Hello, luggage! I know you're excited, Annie, but I'd appreciate it if you could at least carry your hand baggage. Sorry. It's just that I'm excited to discover the town where you grew up. Well, I left this place when I was 8, so I don't really remember anything. I've never had a chance to come back till now, so I'm excited to relive all my childhood memories. And now grab your luggage! How can a bag this small weigh so much? Space management. It's called being an efficient packer. Anyway, do you know where Nancy is? We were supposed to meet her here, right? Yeah, but the station had two exits, remember? Maybe she's waiting at the other one. Yeah, possibly. Can you go look? I'll stay here in case she's trying to make her way to this side. Sure thing, mission accepted. I'll come back for you if I find her. If you're the one who finds her, don't leave without me. Never. Alright, be right back. Chang? Miss Garcia. She must be Chang's hostess. Nice to finally meet you. Yeah, likewise. My daughter is at the other exit on the other side of the park. I'll go get her, wait here. Sure thing, ma'am. Oh, aren't you a polite and handsome young boy? I'm sure you and Michaela would become great friends. I'm sure of it, Miss Garcia. You're so cute. Anyway, give me a minute and we'll be leaving here soon. Of course. Well, I take back what I said earlier, buddy. She's eating out of the palm of your hand. If you want to seduce her, it'll be a piece of cake. What the fuck, man? Huh? What's the matter? She's fat. She looks like a 50-something-year-old woman. Maybe because she is a 50-something-year-old woman? What the hell were you expecting? I don't know. She looks nothing like the stepmoms in porn. They're all hot as fuck. That's because that's porn and this is real life. Ding, 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 ding. And she's not even your stepmom. My life is ruined. Come on, it's not that bad. Maybe your daughter's hot. No, she's gonna be short and fat just like her mother. Damn you, genetics. Not necessarily, you have to be optimistic. Like that song I was listening to from that Japanese band. It was the most optimistic heavy metal song I'd ever heard. I was like, damn. It even had the guy from Cold Rain in it. And it made it even more optimistic. And there was a little Japanese boy, and they were flying through the clouds, and it was amazing. It was like, it reminded me of early 80s Japanese optimism, or early 70s, like the, you know, the early Sentai stuff, you know, where they would, for Japan, you know, and you see a sunrise and all this kind of, just what it reminded me of. I can't remember the name of the band, but yeah, it's pretty amazing video, just crazy. I'm sure she'll be a hottie, trust me. What the hell, all the birds in the park suddenly flew away. Weird. What's this shadow? There isn't a cloud in the sky, it's like... What the... Sir? You're about to get fucked up. Masayela of the Boreal Valley. Oh shit! He's got 12 Estus flasks. Hi. I'm Masayela. Are you Chang? No. I'm Grim. Nice to meet you. Nice to meet you, Grim. Sorry if I scared you. No, I mean you just startled me because I wasn't expecting you. No worries, I know it can have a rather intimidating appearance at first. Yeah, but that's cool, you look so strong. Thanks, I'm preparing for the National Weightlifting Competition. She and Goku are about to go at it. Anyway, you must be Chang then. Yes! I guess we're gonna be roommates over the next few months. I'm sure we'll get along. My mom's a great cook. Cool. Michaela, there you are. Good lord, she's 6 foot tall and built like, what's that guy? Damn, I hate nighttime when you can't think of shit. Your brain's all ready to go, but then your body's like, man, no, it's 2 o'clock in the morning. You need to be in bed, Grim. Anyway, he's a big bodybuilder. I guess maybe let's go with Arnold. She's 6 foot tall, She's 8 foot tall and built like Arnold. Good lord. Have you met Chang already? Hey, Mom. Yeah, we were just getting acquainted. He's so good-looking, isn't he? Well, Mom, don't embarrass me.
Well?
I'm sorry, man. I know you were expecting top models, but at least they seem nice. You'll be better living with them instead of a shared room, that's for sure. And hey, we'll only be here for a few months anyway. She's... my God. She's perfect.
Huh?
Have you gone to the gym today, Michaela? Marcella? You look good, Marcella. Yeah, my new tricep routine is starting to pay off. And it's really starting to help out my bench as well. Holy shit, she's gonna give Galagan Vladislava a run for her money. I can put up to 250 pounds now and churn out a few reps with ease. Yeah, Jada's like, man, I've watched these videos where they try to lift the unliftable weight. They'll have this giant, it's like a 400 pound dumbbell, right? And they'll have all these people stand around, and some of them got arms like tree trunks. And everybody's trying to just get the fucking thing off the ground. It's one weight that weighs 400 pounds, and it is stuck on the ground. And you struggle to see these, well, you see these men struggle, you know, just to get an inch, just, you know, just to lift a piece of it off the ground. It's amazing. It's an amazing, I've always loved feats of strength. And just seeing that, just amazing stuff. And I remember this one guy, you know, he came in and he lifted one in. And he said, in all the years I've been in this gym, I've never seen that happen. He actually was able to get one side of the weight. Remember, he wasn't able to pick it up, but he's able to get one side of the weight up. And that right there, that's just, that's incredible. Amazing, you'll do very well in the competition. I didn't know that was your type. Look at those graceful curves in all the right places. What curves? I wonder if it hurt when she fell from heaven. You sure we're talking about the same girl? She looks to me like she's about to confront the Avengers. This is the woman I'm gonna marry one day. Mark my words, I think I'm in love. I thought Chang the Charming was not one for monogamy. What happened to not getting tied down by one woman? Chang the Enamored has no eyes for other women. He has met the peanut butter to his jelly. Chang, let's go. We'll show you to your room. Yes, I'm coming. Say goodbye to your friend. We'll wait for you in the car. We're parked over by the park's exit. I mean, she probably could just carry him on her back. Oh my God, Grim, I hit the jackpot. Well, if you say so, I'm happy for you, buddy. Go get her, Tiger. She's the woman of my dreams. Isn't she perfect? Yeah, sure, very perfect. Don't you even think about making a move on my woman, bro. Now, don't worry, she isn't really my type. Honest to God, she's my type. But his type now. And I never do that to you, buddy. I know. Anyway, I'll have to go. I'll see you tomorrow at school. Sure, have fun. Later. Well, I wonder how that will end. I guess time will tell. Nancy hasn't arrived yet. I guess Annie must have found her on the other side of the park. I guess I'll sit on that bench and wait for them. Ah. Cridden seems to be as peaceful as I remembered. There are quite a few high-rise buildings in the center, but it doesn't have all the hustle and bustle of a big city. People must like keeping a beautiful atmosphere in these public areas. Either that or everyone's home playing Eternal. And in any case, it feels pretty relaxing here. What's that sound? Oh, a damn phone booth. I haven't seen one of those in a while. In the city, they were all removed a long time ago. A relic of the past. Won't that thing ever stop ringing? It's kind of annoying. Once again! We're going to leave you right here. Grim, are you going to leave us at two ringing phones? Yes, why the hell not? And it just happened to be at the time we were going to end anyway. So when we return next Wednesday, yeah, it'll be Wednesday because that's when you guys will get this. Even though you're going to get it Thursday because I totally have made a vacation day so I could play Berserk Boy. So I'll give it to you guys like Thursday. It'll just be a jumble with the comics and whatever. But next Wednesday, we're going to answer both phones and see what happens. Or maybe we won't answer a phone. Or I don't know. We'll find out.